The U.S. Open Golf Championship begins this morning on one of golf's classic venues, Shinnecock Hills Golf Club in Southampton, New York. The defending champion is injured, and the field is wide open, as wide as it's been in years. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's start with Jim Furyk, who won a year ago. What's his status now?
He's going to try to play. As he said the other day, last year his goal was to win the tournament. This year his goal is to start the tournament. He had wrist surgery on March 22nd. But because he's defending his championship, his first major title, he really wanted to play. And he feels like he can try it. If he gets into that high fescue off the fairway and has to slash out, it could be difficult. And he specifically hasn't played any shots from there during the practice rounds.
Now, Tiger Woods comes into any major as the assumed favorite, but he's 0-for-7 coming into this one.
Right, which makes it more of a wide-open field because it isn't Tiger and the rest. There's really right now in golf, I think, a big four, Steve. Phil Mickelson finally broke through and won his first major title at the Masters. Ernie Els was second, and he's playing superbly. He just won a couple weeks ago. Vijay Singh was the leading money winner last year, although he hasn't contended in a major for a few years. And, of course, there's Tiger, who, even though he had a, quote, down year last year, still won five times and was still player of the year. That's how high he set the bar. But those are the four guys people will be focused on when the tournament begins. Whether they'll still be focused on them come Sunday afternoon is, of course, the question.
Is there somebody else you're focused on?
There are a couple guys. When you look at a U.S. Open, you have to look at straight hitters of the golf ball because you cannot miss a fairway. It's not like the Masters where you can hit it left, hit it right, and still win the tournament. David Toms has already won a major. He hits the ball really straight. Fred Funk's one of the shortest hitters on tour, but he's really straight. And then what makes golf neat is you and I could sit here and you could give me 30 names and we might not name the winner. Look at last year at the British Open. Ben Curtis, half the players in the field didn't even know who he was. That's what makes golf different than tennis, where if you give me five shots, I'll probably pick your Wimbledon champion for you.
Is that more so in the U.S. Open even than some of the other majors?
Probably so, because of the golf course setup. The golf courses are always really hard, and there aren't going to be a lot of birdies out there. The two times they've played at Shinnecock in the last 20 years, the winning score has been one under par and even par.
And what about Shinnecock Hills, the golf course for this one?
It's a great, great venue. It is a true links course in the Scottish tradition in that it's right near the water. There are very few trees. There's a lot of wind. Wind is key to keeping the golf course difficult, and it's got a great history. The second U.S. Open was played at Shinnecock in 1896, and then they didn't go back for 90 years because there were no roads to get in and out. And finally, Frank Hannigan was executive director of the USGA in the early 1980s. He said, we've got to go back to Shinnecock. They convinced the county to build a bridge over Route 27 to get the fans in, which was key, and they convinced the Shinnecock tribe, located right next door, to give them parking. And as a result, they were able to go back to Shinnecock.
And they've been back a couple of times now.
This is the third time, and they'll go back every 10 years.
Now, we've talked about possible winners. There is a field of 156. Mm-hmm. Is there another story among the unlikely winners
here? I think the best story right now is Tom Kite. Won the U.S. Open in 1992. He's 54 years old. He plays on the senior tour. He's no longer exempt into the field because you only get a 10-year exemption as an Open champion. He went out and played 36 holes of qualifying. So few golfers at his level are willing to do it. He played in a qualifier. He was the low scorer, and he got in. That, you know, he deserves a round of applause from all of us just for doing that.
We'll be watching. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.